It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, January 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson, in for David Brancaccio. If you've heard of the file-sharing website MegaUpload, you've probably heard of its enigmatic founder, Kim.com. The larger-than-life New Zealand resident is famous for driving a fleet of luxury cars with vanity license plates like God and Hacker, and for being the target of the largest criminal copyright case ever. Dotcom's house was raided and his website was shut down by the FBI last year after allegations that MegaUpload was used to pirate $500 million of content like music and movies. But now Dotcom's back with a new similar website, Mega. The wild launch party over the weekend included a fake raid with a real helicopter and a joking plea from Dotcom himself.
Stop this madness! Let's all be friends!
Mega offers a higher level of privacy that could make it harder for authorities to identify pirated content, and it could turn up the heat in a debate that's getting even more contentious. Here's part of the issue from a report out this week.
Pirates are also the best consumers. That's a little counterintuitive, but in fact, there's no commitment to piracy as such. It's just a way of getting access to more stuff. And so if you look at what they're doing, they're also buying lots of materials.
That's Joe Karaganis, vice president at the American Assembly, a research institute connected with Columbia University. Karaganis and his team conducted a survey of more than 3,000 people in the U.S. and Germany, asking users about their online habits and their opinions on punishment for illegal downloading. He thinks more regulation of companies like Mega that might profit from piracy is better than going after the users themselves. Meanwhile, industry groups are pushing for initiatives that would punish users by cutting off or squeezing the bandwidth of their internet access.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative solutions at powerofideas.org.
You don't have to be a bookworm to know that in 2013, libraries are changing. San Antonio, Texas is planning a library that will feature e-readers, laptops, and tablets, but no books. My neighborhood spot, the Brooklyn Public Library, has an information commons with recording studios and meeting rooms that a startup would love. And then there's Connecticut's Westport Public Library, which has put in a 3D printer that patrons can use to make stuff from melted plastic. Maxine Blyweiss, the library's director, says it's part of their goal to stay relevant.
What libraries have always been about and will continue to be about are simply places where you can learn what you need to know in order to be a fully functioning member of society.
The library also has Wi-Fi that blankets its parking lot and beyond. Administrators found space for the 3D printer when a set of stacks went digital.
We had a space that was freed up in part because some of our books morphed into electronic format, which was a great thing because the information that we're able to give to people is far more up-to-date than printed form.
The reviews from patrons of changing libraries are mixed. A Pew Research study out just this morning deals with this topic. Research analyst Catherine Zekier says the bookish don't seem eager for certain kinds of change.
We asked them what sort of services and programs they should offer in the future. They were really in favor of almost all of them, except for moving some books and stacks out of public locations to make way for all these new activities. So that was really interesting.
What changes are you seeing at your local library, and what would you like to see? Tweet us your thoughts. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.